The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
National Jell-O is a Bride's Best Friend Week.
Tell everybody you know her. And don't let the week go by without J-E-L-L-O.
This is Don Wilson reminding you that Jell-O is a bride's best friend. Because Jell-O can't burn, can't fall, can't fail to delight the light of your life. And that makes Jell-O everybody's best friend. Make a man-sized bowl of Jell-O this week.
J-E-L-L-O.
Aunt Effie, what is that mob of children down by the lake? Who are they?
The Gillis children? I guess some of their friends. Mrs. Gillis drove over here right after you went to the market and just dumped them off,
and away she goes. You mean you just left them here without any supervision?
Yes. I went down there and told them they could not go in the water without some adult around. But you can see for yourself, they're wading in anyhow, and those two bigger boys keep swimming out to the raft.
Oh, honestly, when we bought a house on a lake with our own private beach, I never knew we were going to run into this problem.
Well, now the school is out, they'll be over here every single day. You mark my words. Furthermore, it seems to me that since they're playing on your beach, that you are responsible if anything happens. Look at the way they're running and jumping off the dock into the water.
Oh, where's Betsy?
She's down there with them, but I told her she wasn't to go near the water until you got home.
Uh-huh.
She hasn't. I kept an eye on her. In fact, I haven't gotten any of the housework, John. I've done nothing, really, but try to keep an eye on all of them.
Well, I'm sorry, Aunt Effie. Yeah. Well, we certainly cannot spend our days being babysitter lifeguards.
No.
I'm going to call Mrs. Gillis right away. Really, honestly, the nerve of some people.
Going far off on your vacation? Have a neighbor keep an eye on the old homestead. Let the police know, too, that you'll be gone and patrol cars can keep an eye out for trouble. Stop deliveries that pile up and tell passers-by you're away. Lock up securely after a thorough turn-off check. And leave the place clean. Crumbs and exposed edibles invite rodents and other natural petty thieves that you don't want around. A preventive spraying might help ensure against unpleasant surprises when you return. CBS Radio's reminder, it takes a plan to have a summer fun you can. A plan, perhaps like this.
And now Bridgeport, your very best spray to keep insects away, brings you Jonathan Winters as the Beatnik.
Man, like the other day, I'm digging a little stereo, and suddenly these bugs come out of the baseboards.
Passing right by me, Daddy, in review.
And I wiped them out with Bridgeport Ant Roach Killer. It's Deadsville, Daddy. Bridgeport Ant Roach Killer works fast. I'm hip.
Remember, for lasting protection against crawling bugs, get Bridgeport Ant Roach Killer. Bugs can't get away from a Bridgeport spray.
All right, now calm down.
Calm down. I am good and mad.
Well, darling, don't take it out on me. Golly, I've had a hard day at the office. I'm hot, I'm tired.
Oh, I know, I'm sorry, dear. But really, Aunt Effie and I have gotten nothing done today. One or the other of us, we've taken turns, has gone down to the lake to keep an eye on that mob of children.
Well, honey, I thought you loved children.
I don't always love everybody else's children. And not when I have to keep an eye all day on 22 of them.
Thought the Gillises only had 11 children.
Only?
Well, that doesn't make 22.
They each were allowed by their mother to bring a friend. Don't you love it? She invites them to our beach. Aunt Effie said she just brought a carload over and dumped them and then rounded up some more and brought them back and dumped them.
You know, honey, I don't understand you. It's not like you to be, well, I mean, selfish about things.
Selfish?
Well, I don't mean selfish, but I mean, here we got a nice little beach right on the lake, perfect for children. I mean, it isn't as though you and Aunt Effie or some of our friends were using it during the weekdays. It's not like you to begrudge some children who don't have a beach and a place to swim a little pleasure like that. Besides, nice for Betsy to have some playmates.
Betsy did ask one of her friends over, and those two big Gillis boys threw sand on them, pushed them off the dock into the water, and took that big rubber ball and wouldn't give it back.
Oh, well, a little sand won't hurt Betsy. She can swim, and she has got to learn to take it. You can't baby her all her life.
I must say, I don't understand you either.
What do you want me to do about
it? I want you to speak to Joe Gillis.
Oh.
Just because he insisted on pine paneling our basement for nothing.
Look, I paid for the wood.
Well, I don't like to say I told you so, but when he insisted that he was doing all the labor out of the goodness of his heart, I think I reminded you that you never get something for nothing.
Yes, you did.
All right.
Look, why don't you just call Mrs. Gillis and say that we feel one of the mothers of these children should stay here and supervise.
I did. You know what she said? She just laughed merrily and said, oh, I never worry about them. And if they don't behave, she said, you have my permission to take a little willow switch at their legs.
Willow switch?
Well, yes. Well, I worry about her children if she doesn't. Furthermore, if they misbehave, can you see me, presumably the hostess here, cutting a willow switch off a tree and going down there and lashing them with it? Why, they think I was a monster. I mean, at any rate, it's hardly hospitality.
Doesn't seem to me you feel very hospitable, anyway.
Well, this is not a day nursery nor a supervised public speech. I was extremely nice to Mrs. Gillis. But actually, I think it is your place to speak to Mr. Gillis.
Where are you?
Funny.
I'm in the living room, Aunt Effie. Are they all leaving?
Leaving? Oh, I should say not. I just got an order for 6 ginger ales, 4 root beer, 5 lemonades, and 7 popsicles. Also, if we have any potato chips or any cookies left, it sure would be swell to have something to nibble on.
Oh, really?
Well, you know how kids are. Remember, we were all young once ourselves.
Have you any idea of what it is like to have 22 children in dripping wet bathing suits trailing in and out of the house with sand all over their feet?
Well, tell them they're not allowed in the house. Now, I would put my foot down on that. Yes.
You'd better put your foot down on more than that.
Now, don't misunderstand me, dear. I wouldn't mind if it were once in a while, but I heard one of them say, gee, Mama said we could come over here every day it doesn't rain. Well,
then do. Mrs. Gillis said, don't worry about them. I mean, when there are that many children in the family, they learn to take care of themselves. I will definitely establish some safety rules that cannot be broken, or they won't be allowed to play here, that's all. But I'm certainly not going to be known as some selfish tyrant who refuses pleasure to some little children. Now, look, I'm going to get into my trunks and have a dip in the lake, so I'll have a talk with some of the older children, so stop fussing about it. What is that number? What is the Gillis' phone number?
I don't know, and don't stand here in the front hall on the new carpet dripping wet.
Never mind that. Where's the phone book?
Don't handle the phone book with your wet hands. You'll get the pages all messy.
Never mind. Just leave me alone. Here, Gillis.
Oh, for heaven's sake, what's the matter with him?
Gee.
Well, you know how he likes to get into the water gradually?
Yes.
Well, one of the bigger boys pushed him off the end of the dock.
That is not why I am mad. Have you seen our beach down there? Have you seen it? I asked you, littered with paper cups, with popsicle wrappers, paper sacks.
Well, you know, children will be children. Remember, you were once a boy yourself.
Look, I was not a destructive child. Now, by golly, until Joe Gillis teaches his kids to have some respect for other people's property, he can just keep them home, that's all. Mm. Here, Gillis, here it is. D657. You know, they need to be taught some manners and what sportsmanship means, too.
Should they do something else, dear?
Look, it's my beach, and if I want to have a quiet dip in the lake, I don't like a bunch of kids swimming underwater, grabbing my feet.
I saw you disappear under there for a minute. I didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
Might as well hang up the phone. The Gillises have just driven up in 2 cars to collect their darlings.
Well, all right. I shall have what is known as a word with Mr. and Mrs. Joe Gillis.
Well, I'll ask them in for a minute. You go upstairs quickly and get out of your trunk. Put some clothes on. Nobody is dignified in a bathing suit.
Father's Day is on its way, and here's a quick quiz for the ladies. What type of man is the head of your house? Is he rugged in the great outdoors? Does he help with household chores? Or whichever type he is, he's bound to be the Old Spice type. So you and the kids treat him to Old Spice by Schulten. Finest grooming aids a man can use. Give Old Spice aftershave lotion. Brisk and bracing. Happiest ending a shave ever had. $1. Or something new in fat. Aftershave lotion, men's cologne, and stick deodorant. Handy for travel in a bright red box. $2. Or splurge with the captain's box. 5 great grooming aids in 1 handsome box. $5. there's a wide selection of Old Spice gifts, priced from $1 to $7. Finest grooming aids a man can use.
Old Spice means quality.
Set the captain to the bosun and oil the practice with the ship that sails the ocean.
Oh, hi, pal. Your wife said you wanted to see me. She's helping Agnes round the kids up and get them into the cars.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry to keep you waiting, Joe. I just had a swim and I wanted to get dressed. Now, look, Joe. Speaking of your children.
Pretty nice bunch, huh?
Oh, well, yeah.
Have they had a great time? Wow!
Well, that's good. I'm very glad they did. However,
have they been in the way? I mean, to make behave? Because, by gosh, that's one thing I told Agnes. I said, you tell the Pipers any time they don't want the kids over there or any time our kids don't behave, and I'll tell you the same thing. Don't you think twice about kicking them out, you hear?
Well, yes.
Because if there's one thing I hate, it's people who impose on other people's generosity. And don't you hesitate at any time. If they're in your way or they don't behave, by gosh, you just bring them right home. Well, you know, I'll come after them, unless you know I'm at work or something. And then Maggie can come if she's not busy with a baby, because my kids have got to learn. And don't you worry about hurting their feelings. They respect you more. Anyhow, they like you. Want to hear what my oldest kid said about you?
Well, yes, sure.
Now, and he's one of those quiet, deep kids, you know, keeps stuff to himself. Never know how he feels, but he said to me, just now he said, Dad, that Mr. Piper, he's great.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
Well, what do you want to see me about?
Well, I do think we should have some kind of safety rules here, Joe.
Oh, sure, right. You're absolutely right. And we'll get together on that, too. Now, you come on out. Come on. I want the kids to say thank you. One thing Aggie and I are darn strict about. Perfect manners. Now, come on. All right, kids, come on. I want you all to line up here and say thank you. All right, now line up. Come on, Harold. Over here.
I heard all that, Dad. I was in the dining room.
Well, all right, what should I say?
I know, that's always the way. Well, I'll put up with it as long as I can, but when the day comes and I say to you, I've had it, then whether you're a great guy or not, either the Gillises go or I go.
Yeah, okay. Well, come on. They're lining up to say thank you.
When constipation occurs, more people rely on X-Lax than any other laxative. X-Lax has the qualities many doctors and millions of people want in a laxative. It's effective. Overnight, X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity. X-Lax is gentle, gives you the closest thing to natural action, and you can use X-Lax with complete confidence. So many doctors recommend it. Chocolated X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton and Charles Mendick, and is produced by Walter Hart.